The police shooting of Michael Brown in Ferguson, Missouri, and the national attention that case has received has revived community interest in some deaths in Milwaukee. That includes the April police shooting of a black man, Dontre Hamilton. Hamilton's brother, Nathaniel, was part of a group that met with high-ranking Milwaukee police officials yesterday, but Nathaniel says not much was resolved because Chief Ed Flynn was not there to retract some statements about Dontre.
Tell the people in the community that Dontre wasn't a homeless man, Dontre wasn't an armed robber. He owed us that much to allow the community to know what type of person Dontre really was.
Nathaniel Hamilton spoke after a rally outside the Milwaukee Federal Courthouse that briefly blocked a main city street. Milwaukee County Supervisor David Bowen, who is unopposed in the state legislative race this fall, was at the event and says a coalition is calling for a federal probe of the Hamilton case.
We don't know if our local prosecutor, if our local authorities are handling this right the right way, and we are very sure if it goes to the federal level, just like in Ferguson, we're sure to see more accountability.
Milwaukee Alderwoman Malele Coggs says the federal government needs a permanent commission to look into police shootings of citizens, saying it would actually save money.
Ask them how much they spent in Ferguson the last 2 weeks. And when it becomes more Fergusons across this country, I would bet if you equaled out the financial investment, it would have been worth it.
Outreach to local U.S. Attorney James Santel is expected today. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.